everyone. Welcome back to Astro Hotline. Today we are going to be talking about Cancer because we are in Cancer season. And we're also, before we begin that, let me first talk about, you know, the stigma attached to Cancer season, because I see a lot of people nervous about this time because, you know, you get more emotional, you get more sensible, more tendency to cry, and I just want to briefly address sort of the stigma around crying. For me, crying is not something I like to do, right? I cry, but it's in very, like, private spaces, and I hate the actual process of crying because it requires a certain feeling that I don't like. And for most of us, when we cry, it's because of negative emotions, negative feelings that are not very pretty. Some of us tend to joy cry, but, like, very seldom we cry because we're happy, you know? So crying is usually associated with being sad or being lost or being something, you know, negatively associated. And so, yeah, a lot of us don't like crying. But I want to say that it's okay to cry and that it's very necessary to cry, because that is sort of us tapping into a survival instinct. It's very human to cry, so it's necessary. And crying in ways is sort of a release. You know, you're letting go of that negative energy. And it's better to cry than it is to repress and keep that negative energy in. And so, you know, when you keep that in, it builds more and it creates more negative attributes that you don't want. So crying is good. It releases, it recharges. For me, being an earth moon, my crying takes a toll on my body because the earth is very material, and so it affects the body more than I guess any other element moon would. And so when I cry, I always, like, take a nap and then I wake up and I feel good, you know? So breakdowns, they suck. No one likes having a breakdown, but I always see myself getting stronger after, you know, the day, reflecting on, because I learned that, you know, going through something so suckish, if I'm able to go through it once, I'll be able to go through it again and be more stronger, and that it's very normal to cry. So during this time, cry at least once. You know, we're in the moon phase right now. We're in, like, not the moon phase, but, like, season ruled by the moon. So be in touch with your emotions. There's gonna be a lot of things happening, and be more compassionate, you know, especially with a lot that's going on in the news related to children and family, relating to that familial undertone that's associated with the moon and the Cancer. Extend yourself to those that are in need, right? So getting on to Cancer. So Cancer is a very interesting... I have, like, a infection going on in my mouth, so if I, like, slur or talk fast, it's because I got shit going on. So Cancer is a really interesting sign because it's water, but it's also directive because it's cardinal. And we don't really think of water as directive. We think it kind of seeing it as, I don't want to say passive, but, like, it's not in your face. You know, the energy associated with water is not so much in your face like fire. But, you know, Cancer is cardinal. And so there is a leadership attachment to Cancer. It's very much associated with creation. And the summer solstice, you know, kind of being related to fertile or fertility, Cancer is all about the creation of life, right? And it's about, it's nurturing us to where we want to go. You know, it's relating to where we come from and then building us to where we're headed next. And so Cancer is all about our lineages, not where we come from, but where our family come from and where their family comes from. So it's like a lineage line, and it's there, you know, past related, and it's very homey, right? Because that nurturing, it takes place in a very private space. This may in some ways not really be unpopular, but there's always sort of, you know, Cancer being a really emotional sign and how it's always crying and in tears. And for me, living with two Cancers, I've lived, my dad is a Cancer and my brother's a Cancer. And they're very different, you know, both being Cancer signs are very different. My dad is more air and my brother is more fire. And I will definitely tell you, Cancer mixed with air is not a good combination at all. Does not know how to handle his emotions whatsoever, frequent outbursts, all those types of things. Cancer mixed with fire makes you a lot more passionate, in terms of it makes you more goal oriented. You know, you're able to kind of handle a little bit more, but it's harder. But I've noticed water and air together is not really a good mix because they're completely not in any way similar. So there's more dissonance going on. But getting back to the point, you know, everyone says that Cancer is so emotional. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, Cancer has a shell. I mean, Cancer is a crab, you know, and Cancer, you know, crabs have like a hard shell to them. To me, the most emotional water sign, if I had to really pick one, is Pisces, because there's no protection, right? You know, it's literally a fish. Like, it's, there's nothing protecting it. So emotions are more, they're more visible. And because they pick up on more emotional nuances from society, because it's relating to a collective, it's able to feel a lot more and a lot more higher octave than Scorpio and Cancer. So that was just like a little side unpopular opinion. But getting back to the point, you know, Cancer doesn't always jump to tears. Let that be known. It's very loyal. And it values its privacy. Cancers like to be left alone. They don't like to always be, you know, in your face. And like, they really do like being in homey situations. And, you know, being with those they care about. But they also need time to recharge. And that recharge is through isolation or through being alone. And that's sort of where the internal expressions come from. That creativity. You know, Cancer moons especially. You know, this is where you're dignified. So, like, the energy of the Cancer is more, it's more powerful. You may like to channel that, you know, that expression through your own creative craft. Where whatever that may be. And so that creativeness, you know, when we see a lot of people with, you know, Cancer placements, there tend to be some type of, you know, talent of some sort, some type of creativity that's being, you know, either through music or dance or whatever. And it's really great because, you know, that sort of need for recharge can be, you know, through isolation, through working in your own craft or kind of being diligent in your own. But they're very dedicated to those that they care about. And so this is where possibly, you know, Cancers love to extend themselves to those they care about, you know, where Pisces, they extend themselves to everybody, and Scorpio extends themselves to one or maybe two people that they're very close with, you know, sort of that intimate bond. But Cancer usually extends themselves to a small circle of people. And because they're so homey and because they're so, you know, dedicated to nurturing and allowing those around them to grow so that they themselves can move on and succeed, they often kind of in some ways get taken advantage of. And I really want to stress that I'm so tired of like the victimization or Cancers like to victimize themselves. And I'm like, here y'all go again, spewing shit. For what? Like, for what? Like, I don't get it. But anyway, you know, we always tend to villainize the water sign, and I'm like, let's move on. Let's kind of pay attention to possible narratives of where the water sign can be taken advantage of, because that's what happens, you know? There's really a lack of exchange rates with water energy that water signs themselves need to be aware of. So if you are, you know, if you're Cancer sun, Cancer moon, Cancer stellium, you may be a go-to for a lot of people, you know, because you have that warm aura, that aura that's very understanding, because you always come in without judgment. And I think that's what people admire about you. And that there's also a sense of a parent instinct. So if you need to lay your foot down, you put your foot down, you know what I mean? So there, yeah. So Cancers are really great at, you know, giving people a sense of direction. And that's what a lot of cardinal signs are really good at. But I feel like Cancers are really able to emphasize it well in a way that doesn't come off too harsh or too impersonal, because you're very water. So it's able to come across in a very sensible way, in a way that's very comforting, in a way that when a person is done having a conversation with you, they themselves feel recharged. And I felt that way with my dad for a very long time. You know, my dad, he's a lot to handle. He's a Gemini moon, so there's a lot of high energy going on. But he, among my family, gives me like the best talks, you know, and it's in the most, in some ways, like, the most out of, like, it'd be, like, midnight, and he'll give me this whole spew, like, because he's a Gemini moon, he'll go on and give me, like, a story, and within that, there's sort of, like, this really, like, important hidden message, and it's like, wow, like, he really taught me something, and I'm gonna probably cherish this for the rest of my life. And so Cancers are really good at giving you those pep talks, those really important lessons that really doesn't leave you, you know. And they have a very like I said, there's like a freedom of judgment, you know. You don't really feel like you're gonna be sort of analyzed or picked apart like Capricorn, you know. But Capricorn is good for their own ways. Let's not try and disrespect Caps. But yeah, you know, Cancers, they're not the most sociable. I know my dad does not like to talk to people very well, even though he's a Gemini moon, you know. It's in his own personal, you know, way that he does that. But, you know, Cancers themselves are really, they like to be comfortable, and they like to, it feels most connected through a familial bond, you know, through that togetherness and that personal space. And so it's very serious when it comes to family traditions and following a family code and, you know, continuing those personal norms and kind of following through with them. So, like, when we think of, like, the sister sign, those norms are replicated, but through a societal way, through structure. And that's preceding sign Aquarius, you know, evaluates those norms and then decides to fuck it up anyway. So, yeah, you know, Cancer, it's, there's a lot of power within that sign because it's our origins. And there's a lot of power knowing where we come from because it shapes us through how we carry on through the rest of our lives. You know, so when we know where we come from, when we know our origin story, there's a lot of confidence that we gain through that. You know, we know what to expect. We have someone there to tell us this is what's going to happen. And that, you know, we're able to kind of get our feet ready to move through life. You know, we're able to move on through the stages that, you know, are required of us. We get that nurturing that we need. And, you know, again, that confidence, it shapes us in a very positive way. And it kind of connects us as we move on from the home. It kind of makes us feel more connected to the world. And so we're able to kind of, you know, get things done more than we would have if we didn't know our starting point. So when we don't have our starting point, when we don't have our origin, there's a lot of negativeness attached to that. There's a lot of trauma attached to not knowing where we come from because we feel misplaced. We feel disconnected from everything. We don't have that tool set that we get. We don't have that nurturing. And we can get in other ways, you know, besides, you know, where we come from. And we all come from somewhere, but I'm saying, like, knowing where we come from, knowing our origins, knowing where our ancestors come from, and being connected through that. And so when we don't have that, we don't have that nurturing, it molds us in a very specific way that is very negative. And so home life is very, it gives us a value system that we carry with us that ultimately can change through experience, through wisdom that we kind of gather as we get older. But not knowing where we come from and not having that necessary nurturing, it creates a lot of implications. It creates a lot of negative attributes. And so Cancer is a very important sign because it molds us into a specific way. So there's a lot of responsibility within that. And it's very powerful in that way because it helps create humanity in a certain light, you know, because home is where we begin. It's where we get started. And it ultimately affects us and shapes us. So, like, those that don't come from a good home environment, for me, it's very iffy because there are certain moments where I feel like my home life was all right, but also very traumatic. And so that created a lot of impacts on me, you know? Mental illness is involved. And so, yikes. It creates a lot of, It can either promote or stunt our growth as adults, as we move on and get older. So it's a very powerful sign in that way. And we don't really think of Cancer as sort of this very, you know, we don't think of cancer usually in that type of way, but there's a lot of power associated with that. So don't let anyone, fellow cancers, kind of reduce your sign into just being, you know, a crybaby or kind of being very homebody or likes to eat, because your sign literally helps shape the world. And you can tell them that I said that. I want to mention a little bit about the sort of cancer being associated with, you know, having volatile emotions and kind of being, you know, having all these outbursts and mood swings or whatever people like to say. I have a father who is very in line with that. He's a Gemini moon, so there's like a lot of nervousness attached to him, and he gets very winded up very fast. So he's very water and air paired, and like I said, it's like a very bad mixture, not a very good one. And so one of the ways that, you know, you want to help fight against that, because having that sort of volatileness is not really good. It's very straining, and it's, you want to promote that self-care. So I'm currently writing an article for my website. I'm making a website. That's my announcement, about kind of self-care and through Mercury, because Mercury is a really good place to kind of know or really kind of flesh out self-care and the tools that we need. But the moon is a really good starting point. You know, knowing our moon sign and kind of what we need is a good starter to kind of developing our sort of game plan for how we take care of ourselves. And I also want to say that survival and self-care are not the same, in which I mentioned that in my article, which I'll post later. It's not the same. But yeah, the moon is very kind of associated with need-based, and so it kind of leans more towards survival than it does than self-care. But it also kind of, it's all about being comfortable and kind of being, achieving that homeostasis. And that's really important when it comes to self-care. And the most important aspect of self-care is through self-centering. And what I noticed through my dad and through other cancers that I know, I only know a select few, but the ones that I do know tend to put others before themselves, because they have that duty to take care of people, that duty to nurture others. And my dad is very, he's very set on taking care of me and my siblings and my mom and basically our whole family. And that's a lot of responsibility and duty. Right? And so not centering yourself kind of creates dissonance from your own wellness. And my advice to people to cancers who feel that sort of volatile emotion that's not very healthy, if that emotion that you feel, that volatile emotion, is not healthy, you need to kind of practice self-care. And through that, you need to kind of center yourself and kind of put your own being in front of others. And that may sound selfish, you know, in some ways, you know, we want to take care of other people, and it's a very compassionate thing to do, but it's also important to kind of put yourself first sometimes, especially when you need to, because you need to kind of know where you stand and not where you stand in relation to others. So, you kind of need to kind of create that singularity for yourself and really kind of focus on what you need. That's why I always say, you know, your moon signs are a really good starting point to kind of flesh out your method of self-care. And then you go into Mercury, and then I have an article that will be kind of released soon that kind of gives you an idea of how your Mercury factors into all of this. But cancers need self-care. We all do. But, you know, cancers tend to not center themselves first. So there's more tendency to kind of neglect your own being. So that is going to be my advice for all cancers. I hope everyone has a wonderful cancer season. I'm sorry that my voice sounds straining. I've been kind of filming this take for about 40 minutes. Like, my voice is running dry. If you have any questions, you know to hit me up on my Curious Cat or my email. And I hope you all have a wonderful cancer season. And have a very great, wonderful summer. And I'll see you guys soon.